This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Susan Richard, and here are today's top local stories. Jury selection begins today in the Sean Diddy Combs sex trafficking and racketeering trial.
After rejecting a plea deal last week, this extremely high-profile case begins with the 55-year-old Combs denying charges of sex trafficking and abusive behavior against women. Joellen Demetrius is a famous jury consultant. What does she think about potential jurors and what they'll be asked?
They would be asking questions about attitudes, experiences with sexual assault, with the Me Too movement.
Attorney David Seltzer spoke with 1010 Winds more on the jury selection process and case involving such a famous person.
Right now, it's just a week of jury selection, and that's going to be the big hurdle for these parties to get through is can they get a jury and how quick they can get a jury so they can focus on the trial at hand.
It's expected opening statements will start next week, a trial that could last 2 months. Glenn Shuck, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM in Lower Manhattan.
The United Bodegas of America has been asking for this for years, and now an added layer of security for workers is finally happening.
Bodega cats may keep the rats away, but now store owners are getting an even tougher tool. The mayor announcing Silent Shield, a program to install panic buttons in the 500 bodegas with the highest crime.
That you'll immediately be able to hit, that is going to alarm the police.
It also gives the local precinct access to the store cameras.
To the people who are preying on bodegas, you are not going to know what 500 stores they're going to be in.
The announcement comes just one day after a man was fatally stabbed 6 times in a Harlem bodega. In New York, Monica Guy, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
The Suffolk County SPCA at the site of yet another case of suspected animal cruelty on Long Island. This was at a home in Bohemia where they rescued 61 very sick cats and 8 newborns. In addition, the SPCA's Roy Gross tells 1010 Winds.
Found already at this point 28 deceased cats that were in the house or on the outside of the property.
This is on Westminster Drive where the Bohemia Fire Department got a call of a heavy ammonia smell coming from inside. In fact, it was so bad the town of Islip hazmat team had to be called in.
It happens quite often, and it's a very difficult situation, and we need people to step up to the plate, whether it's neighbors or somebody who knows them and knows a situation may be going on, this to notify us, to report it to the Suffolk County SPCA.
Well, the homeowner had reportedly recently lost his wife, who died last month. Neighbors say the couple was known to feed stray cats in the neighborhood. It is not yet clear if any charges will be filed. Meantime, the Suffolk SPCA put out a statement asking for both veterinarians and vet techs to help provide medical care for these animals. They're also seeking donations to help pay for that. Visit suffolkspca.org. Council members Eric Botcher and Keith Powers are co-sponsoring a bill now that would ban pedicabs from within 50 feet of a Broadway theater. The reason? Botcher tells 1010 Winds, for one, they harass theatergoers, but also the loud music.
When you're in a theater trying to, whether it's a musical or a drama or a play, you don't want to hear New York's state of mind outside. You just don't.
Enforcement would be the responsibility of the city DOT. It's not clear how much support this bill has in the city council. Last night at Brooklyn Steel in East Williamsburg, Zohran Mamdani held the first major rally of his 2025 mayoral campaign.
New Yorkers don't give up on New York. We fight for what we know our city could be.
One priority?
I believe we can crack down on bad landlords.
Mamdani is polling second for the Democratic nomination behind former Governor Andrew Cuomo. A Brooklyn native and former CHOP champion is bringing a new restaurant to Williamsburg. Chef owner Eric Levine's Evolution will be inspired by classic Brooklyn bites, including the Brighton Beach potato knish, the Coney Island hot dog, and New York-style cheesecake.
So I got to think about all the childhood memories that I had growing up in Brooklyn and Sheepshead Bay and having, you know, Randazzo's Clam Bar and having a steakhouse like a Peter Luger's. So I thought, like, how could I take this and twist into something different?
Well, he tells 1010 Winds he's not stopping there. He'll also open Blackbird at Williamsburg's Boutique 42 Hotel, which will be a globally inspired gastro pub offering breakfast, dinner, and brunch on the weekend. Another round in the back-and-forth fight between lawmakers on both sides of the aisle in New York and the Trump administration. This follows another round of mass layoffs Friday, this time at the National Institute for Occupational Safety and Health. This is Chuck Schumer.
They said they don't want to touch the program, and then they fire 16 people, as they did late Friday night. This is not a never forget. This is just, we're screwing the World Trade Center victims. We don't care about them.
Yep, we're talking about the World Trade Center health program, Senator Kirsten Gillibrand.
He's firing the people who actually administer the program, who actually do the work. When you fire an epidemiologist, it means the person who has been doing the research over many years to assess which cancers, which diseases are caused by 9/11, all that expertise is lost.
Both Schumer and Gillibrand are calling on Republican lawmakers to pressure the president to restore those jobs. Nassau County Executive Bruce Blakeman announces this year's Nassau County Games for the physically challenged.
Track and field, basketball, soccer, hockey. It's really something that's, you know, motivational. And they're real athletes. They compete very hard. And when you see the smiles on their face, it makes it all worthwhile.
More than 1,000 athletes will compete at the Mitchell Field Athletic Complex May 30th and the 31st.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Fridman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because, like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series. where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colone for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.